Have you ever felt a connection so powerful it defies everything you've been taught to believe? This is the electric current running through Vibe, where two damaged souls collide in a world designed to keep them apart. Aura Valentine's life has been choreographed since birth, indoctrinated into a religious cult called The Nation at 13, where her stepfather, Malin, touched her inappropriately during her LSD-laced induction ceremony, claiming to prepare her for marriage. 9 years later, she believes she's escaped, living with boyfriend Hawk and friend Bethy, yet still haunted by nightmares of being forced to shoot someone during her initiation. When she visits Pandora's Box strip club, everything changes. Unlike the other dancers in towering heels and elaborate costumes, Ruby appears in black Converse sneakers, minimal makeup, and tattered butterfly wings. Their eyes lock, and something shifts in the universe, a connection neither can explain nor deny, despite the dangerous consequences awaiting them both. Behind Ruby's fierce independence lies deep trauma. Born Nova Callis to Boston's elite, her family holds high positions in The Nation, the cult that shaped Aura's childhood. After enduring conversion therapy for her sexuality, Ruby escaped at 16, only to fall under Dom Santiago's control. What seemed like protection became another prison. Dom, connected to both her family and The Nation, treats Ruby as property, inflicting calculated brutality while maintaining respectability through her family's influence. Ruby refuses to break. During Dom's attacks, she's developed sophisticated dissociation skills while preserving her defiance. At Pandora's Box, she builds a support system, especially through Kay, who recognizes the abuse signs. When Aura enters her life, Ruby enforces strict boundaries, knowing Dom weaponizes her emotional connections. Yet, their magnetic attraction proves impossible to resist, putting both women in the crosshairs of Dom's obsessive control and The Nation's fanatical agenda. Their connection defies explanation from the moment they collide outside Club Descent, bodies pressed together in rain-slick darkness. For Aura, this attraction triggers both desire and shame, having been raised to believe same-sex relationships are sinful. For Ruby, whose experience with intimacy has been defined by violence, Aura represents a vulnerability she can't afford. Yet, they keep gravitating toward each other. When Aura experiences a violent PTSD episode, pulling a gun in her sleep, Ruby demonstrates remarkable understanding, gently guiding her through the trauma and teaching her to reconnect with her body through careful touch. When Aura attempts to deny their connection by claiming she doesn't like women, Ruby's protective walls slam up. Their relationship reaches its turning point after a brutal confrontation with Dom. In Ruby's shower, bloodied but alive, years of tension finally shatter. As water washes away their blood, they surrender completely to each other, a symbolic cleansing of past traumas. Through this intense connection, they discover their damaged pieces fit together perfectly, creating something stronger than either could be alone. Vibe reveals manipulation's many faces through Aura's constructed reality. Her supposed escape from The Nation was actually a scheme. Hawk and Bethy were assigned to convince her the outside world was toxic, so she'd return voluntarily. Hawk's controlling behavior escalates, forcing himself on Aura in ways reminiscent of her stepfather's abuse, and using restoration language that triggers her traumas. The Nation's influence runs deeper than it appears. Dom, seemingly just a dangerous club owner, is revealed as the prophet, Aura's biological father. Ruby's wealthy parents are members willing to sacrifice their daughter to cure her sexuality. This connection between wealth, power, and religious extremism reveals the Nation as a sophisticated network throughout society. Most devastating is learning Aura's entire life was orchestrated. She was designated the next prophet before birth. Her mother's attack was planned, and her escape was part of the scheme. The cult maintains control through trauma bonding, drug-induced experiences, and threats, creating a seemingly inescapable web. Both women transform from victims to empowered individuals. Aura evolves from a quiet wildflower into the entire fucking forest, willing to burn everything down before surrendering again. After discovering Hawk's betrayal and surviving kidnapping, her identity fundamentally shifts. In the climactic scene, when forced to choose between killing Ruby or watching Dom murder her, Aura breaks free by turning the gun on Dom, her biological father, refusing to perpetuate the nation's cycle of abuse. Ruby's journey parallels Aura's, yet follows its own path. Initially maintaining a facade of defiance while still submitting to Dom, her relationship with Aura catalyzes genuine change, giving her something worth fighting for beyond mere survival. When confronted by Malin about her feelings for Aura, Ruby stands firm despite knowing the consequences. Their liberation exacts a terrible price: beatings, isolation, psychological manipulation, and for Aura, a near-fatal gunshot from her mother. 6 months later, they reclaim their identities through matching tattoos. Aura's showing wildflowers breaking free with butterflies, while Ruby's transforms her skull brand into similar imagery, converting symbols of ownership into representations of freedom.
In a world where both women's bodies have been weaponized against them, their intimate connection becomes a radical act of reclamation. For Aura, whose sexuality was repressed by the nation, Ruby breaks her conditioning. For Ruby, who knew sex primarily as violence through Dom's abuse, Aura offers connection based on mutual desire rather than domination. Photography emerges as their intimate language, creating a space where vulnerability becomes art. When Aura captures Ruby in various states of undress, it transforms potential exploitation into something personal. As Aura explains, "That moment right there, when you belong to me completely, that's the moment I want to keep forever." Through the lens, Ruby isn't just observed, she's truly seen. Their shower scene becomes a powerful metaphor for healing. Making love while washing away blood and trauma, their confessions represent complete surrender to trust. The water symbolizes rebirth, cleansing past wounds while baptizing their new beginning. Through their relationship, both discover that true intimacy isn't possession, but the courage to be fully seen.
Vibe portrays transformation through trauma using butterfly imagery. Ruby first appears with black, tattered wings, symbolizing both damage and potential rebirth. By the story's end, both women emerge from their chrysalises, transformed by their shared journey. Their healing isn't magical or complete. Even after escaping, both carry the marks of their experiences. Aura questions whether they're truly free with cult members still at large, while Ruby processes years of abuse and parental betrayal. Yet they reclaim their narratives, transforming symbols of ownership into expressions of freedom through matching tattoos, wildflowers breaking free with butterflies dancing among them. The final image of them heading home together, energies perfectly in sync, suggests true freedom comes from finding connection that honors one's authentic self. Their story offers hope that even after extreme trauma, liberation through love remains possible, not as a fairy tale ending, but as the beginning of a journey acknowledging both scars and strength. What if the key to freedom isn't forgetting our past, but transforming it?